Shavuot and the giving of the Spirit. The Jewish holidays are fantastic. They are amazing. Year by year, they pace our lives according to this amazing cycle that God has designed into nature, the seasons, the months, the years. The holidays teach us many things. They remind us of some of the great things God has done in Israel's history, like Passover and our redemption out of Egypt. They also look forward. They are prophecies which reveal God's plan to redeem a remnant of fallen humanity. The holidays begin in the spring with Passover. We remember the lambs that were killed and their blood placed on the doorposts of our houses so that death could pass over us. We remember the death of the Lamb of God, Messiah, who died on Passover to take away the sin of the world. We observe the holiday of matzah, unleavened bread, removing the leaven, the yeast from our homes, leaven which is symbolic of sin. We are reminded of Messiah who lived a sinless, flawless, perfect life and how he is able to cleanse us and purify us from our sins and break this cycle of sin that has passed from generation to generation. The holiday of matzah, unleavened bread. The holiday of first fruits teaches us about offering God the first of the new barley harvest. The offering of the first fruits of the new harvest was also a prophecy of the resurrection of the Lamb of God, who allowed himself to be arrested, humiliated, tortured, and killed, all in order to make atonement for us, to reconcile us to God. Yeshua is that risen Messiah and victorious Lord who is the first fruits of the greater harvest of humanity, that remnant that know him and become loyal to him and his Father. During Passover, we offered to God the first fruits of the barley harvest. That was symbolic of Yeshua's resurrection. 50 days later, we returned to Jerusalem the second time that year to offer the first fruits of another crop, the wheat harvest. Wheat was made into 2 loaves of bread made with leaven and waved by a priest. I don't know if they were beautiful challahs like these two are, but 2 loaves of bread made with leaven waved by the priest at the temple in Jerusalem. These 2 loaves of bread can be understood also to be a prophecy of 2 peoples that make up the one people of God, Messiah's community. The Jewish people and the Gentiles, the peoples from the nations. At least that's the way I like to understand these 2 loaves of bread. The holidays of Passover, matzah, first fruits were prophecies of Messiah's sinless life, atoning death, and resurrection. These holidays are about Messiah providing salvation for us. And he did provide salvation for us when he said, "It is finished." His work of salvation, his death on the cross, provided ample salvation for us. However, in another sense, the work of salvation is not quite complete until our old nature, our sin nature, is dealt with and a new godly nature is given to us. 40 days after his resurrection, Messiah ascended to heaven, to the right hand of God the Father, where he is right now. And a little more than a week later, on Shavuot, the holiday of weeks, the Father and the Son sent their Spirit to a small group of Messianic Jews in Jerusalem. They became the first fruits of the one new man, this new united humanity. The harvest of humanity was being extended from the barley, the Messiah, to the wheat. That's us, that's you, and that is me. The sending of the Spirit completes the work of salvation, symbolized by Passover, unleavened bread, and first fruits. Let me repeat that. The sending of the Spirit completes the work of salvation, symbolized by Passover, unleavened bread, and first fruits. The sending of the Spirit is one of the very greatest things that God does for us. The Holy Spirit, who is sent to us, is the Spirit of God the Father and the Spirit of God the Son, the living presence of the living God, now living in us, now and forever. What an amazing gift, what an amazing blessing to have the Spirit of the living God living in us, now and forever and ever. That is a truly amazing thing. The Spirit ends our alienation from God and our alienation from one another. Humanity is broken, divided, fractured. The Spirit of God ends our alienation from God and our alienation from humanity. He baptizes us, immersing us, uniting us to God the Father and God the Son and the other sons and daughters of God. The Spirit of God unites us to the Father, unites us to the Son, unites us to the other sons and daughters of God. We need to be united to that great, loving, eternal community made up of the Father and the Son and the other sons and daughters of God. The Holy Spirit does that for us. It is called the baptism of the Spirit. The baptism of the Spirit is part of the salvation experience. It takes place when we are saved, at the moment of salvation. We are immersed, we are united to, we are joined to God the Father, God the Son, and the other sons and daughters of God through the Holy Spirit. It is a one-time event. The baptism that the Spirit provides is not to be confused with the filling of the Spirit. The filling of the Spirit takes place when the Spirit of God enables us to get very close to God. And that can happen over and over and over and over again. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is a one-time event. The filling of the Holy Spirit can happen over and over again. The Holy Spirit does other amazing things for us. He enables us to be born again, to receive a new nature that is able to live in a way that is pleasing to God. We need that new nature. We need to be born again. The Spirit transforms us into the glorious sons and daughters of God. Since fallen human beings are not the glorious sons and daughters of God, but inglorious rebels who are at war with God, we need that transformation Only the Holy Spirit provides that transformation. The Holy Spirit teaches us. He is our teacher. He is our rabbi. He helps us know God the way we need to know God. He helps us understand the Word of God. He guides us into all the truth. We need to know God as He really is and understand the Word of God, which is one of our very greatest assets and allies. And we need to understand the truth and be guided into all the truth. These are things which only the Holy Spirit living in us can do for us. The Spirit of God leads us. Rabbi Paul writes that those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. We need to be led by the Spirit, which will demonstrate that we are the true children of God. The Holy Spirit helps us overcome our old sinful nature and its perverse desires. And we desperately need to overcome the old nature and its perverse desires, and only the Holy Spirit can help us do that. The Holy Spirit enables us to have the desire and the power to do what is right. We need that desire and that power that the Spirit alone provides to do what is right. Human beings do not know the truth. They do not believe the right things. They do not sufficiently resist temptation. They do not live the right way. Let me repeat that. Fallen human beings, they do not know the truth. They do not believe the right things. They do not sufficiently resist temptation. They do not live the right way. The Spirit of God helps us know the truth, believe the right things, resist temptation, and live the right way. Taken together, this is what it means to walk by the Spirit. We need the Spirit to walk by the Spirit so that we know the truth, believe the right things, resist temptation, live the right way. The Spirit produces fruits in us, the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, one that I am constantly working on. Kindness, another one I'm working on. Goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. These are amazing things that the Spirit of God produces in a human life. We need fruitful lives. We need the fruits of the Spirit. The fruits of the Spirit only come through the Holy Spirit living in us. The Spirit of God does something else that's really wonderful. He assures us that we truly belong to God. Rabbi Paul writes, "By means of the Spirit, we cry, Abba, Daddy, Father." By means of the Spirit, we cry, Abba, Father. Rabbi Paul also writes, "The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit." The Holy Spirit talks to our spirit, communicates to our spirit at the deepest level that we are God's children. What a great thing to know that in spite of our ups and downs, in spite of our mountaintop experiences and our valleys, in spite of our sins and our failures and our victories, God is still our Father. Yeshua is still our Lord and Savior and elder brother. That we are still, in spite of it all, a son or a daughter of God. That we belong to Him. We need that assurance that the Spirit alone gives. By means of the Spirit, we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. You need to have that assurance that you belong to God that only the Holy Spirit can provide. The Spirit helps us pray, and it's really good to know how to pray, to be able to talk to God in a good way. The Spirit teaches us about God and about God's will, what God wants, what God does not want. That helps us know what to pray for and what not to pray for. The Spirit teaches us what is important to God so that we are able to pray for those things that are truly important to God. When we are close to God, and it is the Holy Spirit who enables us to be close to God, we are able to sense what we are to pray for. So knowing God's will, knowing what God wants, what He doesn't want, knowing what is important to God, being close to God, sensing what God wants us to be able to pray for. To me, this is what is known as praying in the Spirit. It's not necessarily speaking in another language, but it is knowing what is important to God, what is God's will, being close to God so that you sense you're praying for exactly what God wants in a situation. Praying in the Spirit. And the Spirit helps us pray in those times when we do not know what we ought to pray for. Rabbi Paul tells us that the Spirit intercedes for us through wordless groans. We need the Holy Spirit's help to pray. The Holy Spirit gives gifts to every child of God, which can include supernatural gifts, charismatic gifts, but don't have to include supernatural gifts, charismatic gifts. The gifts of God that the Spirit gives enables us to grow in grace. Those gifts enable us to build up Messiah's community of believers from within, and that's really important that we do something to build up the community from within, and evangelize those who are without. We need the gifts given by the Spirit. We receive the Spirit of God at the moment of our salvation. After we receive the Spirit, we need to learn how to walk by the Spirit, how to live in the Spirit, how to be full of the Spirit. And that can be a process. That can take some time. After we are filled with the Spirit, so that we are really close to God, we can get unfilled with the Spirit. We can drift away from God. That can happen slowly over time. You find yourself slowly drifting away from God. We can sin. which also creates distance between us and God, and the Holy Spirit is no longer filling us. But we can be filled with the Spirit again and again, getting close to God again and again. We need to be filled with the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit, to live by the Spirit. How do we do that? First, we must make sure that we are truly saved, born again, reconciled to God, right with God. We do that by coming to God on His terms. We transfer our loyalties to God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We make a very serious commitment to relate to Yeshua as Lord, to know Him, to follow Him, to be obedient to Him. We must make sure that we are saved, born again, right with God, headed to heaven. Then we nurture our relationship with the three-in-one God by practicing the spiritual disciplines. We discipline ourselves to take in God's word by hearing it taught by a God-ordained teacher. We study God's word on our own. We meditate on God's word throughout the day, thinking about it and trying to apply it to our lives and our decisions. We discipline ourselves to take in God's word on a regular basis. We discipline ourselves to see God in creation. We look for the order, the wisdom, the symmetry, the beauty that God wove into His magnificent creation. We become aware of the relationships, the mathematical relationships, and the chemical, physical, biological laws found in nature. As we praise the one who designed this beautiful and miraculous universe, our souls are drawn close to God, and we are able to stay closer to Him. We practice the discipline of prayer. We discipline our minds to talk to God throughout the day, having a running conversation with Him throughout the day. We talk to Him about the things that interest us. We talk to Him about the things that concern us. We praise Him for who He is, what He has done, is doing, and will do. We thank Him for all the many things He is constantly doing for us. We humbly ask Him to meet our needs and the needs of others. We consider having special times of fasting, silence, and solitude so that we can hear God's still, small voice speaking to us. In fact, I'm hearing something speaking to me right now. We commit ourselves to do something to build up Messiah's community. We commit ourselves to give financial support to sustain Messiah's community. We discipline ourselves, and it is a discipline, to bring the good news to those outside of Messiah's community. The spiritual disciplines, when properly practiced, help us walk by the Spirit, live in the Spirit, help us be filled with the Spirit. And if we fail in our spiritual disciplines, if we realize that we have slowly drifted away from God and are not as close to Him as we should be, if we realize that we have sinned and that's created distance between us and God, and we are not where we should be, we admit our failures. We confess our sins. We ask for God's grace to do better the next time we face the same area of weakness. We put safeguards in place so we don't fall into the same temptation over and over again. And the God who forgives 70 times 7 forgives us, renews us, fills us with his Spirit, who empowers us again for a holy living. The Jewish holidays are fantastic. Thanks be to God for this holiday, Shavuot, which teaches us about God and more about his plan of salvation and the reality of a new united humanity coming together in the community of Messiah and the importance of receiving and living by the Spirit.